الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. When someone comes over our house and they come over after a long time, we are very excited to welcome them in. And you'll see this especially if you think back even as a child, when perhaps you haven't seen your cousins in a very long time. And you know that they're going to be arriving in about a half an hour or so, and you haven't seen them for several months, maybe several years. You don't just sit inside the house, and when they're here, they're here. You begin to check the windows. As they come closer and closer, you'll open the door. You'll even stand outside, and you'll be thrilled to see them. And the moment they get out of the car, then you're basically welcoming them with open arms. You're so excited to see them because you haven't seen them after so long. And part of that excitement is because it's been so long. And the other reason for the excitement is because they often bring gifts with them. And as a child, especially when you feel like you don't have enough gifts or you don't have enough toys or you don't have enough clothes and someone from outside is coming and they're going to bring something with them that's of significance to you, then you become very excited, very excited, very excited. And that there's tremendous preparation that goes into that moment that you're going to see them. And the excitement level after those first few moments, it usually then begins to go down. The moment you see them, the moment you receive them and you hug them and you welcome them in, then from that point on, the excitement sort of begins to dissipate very slowly. Now, for the believer, this is how we welcome Ramadan. Ramadan comes only once a year, and it's such a blessed month that the believer by their nature longs for it. The believer by their nature, they long for the month of Ramadan. And there's a couple of reasons for this. The first reason is because it is infrequent. You know, when something comes infrequently, then you're very happy to welcome it back. You're very happy to welcome it back because it's been so long. And the second reason for the excitement with regards to Ramadan is because of the gifts that Ramadan brings with it. And those gifts are brought, or they become available the moment Ramadan enters. The Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, and it's narrated in both Bukhari and Muslim, that إِذَا دَخَلَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَسُلْسِلَةِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. That when Ramadan enters, meaning the moment that Ramadan comes into your home, or comes into your life, or enters into the universe, the moment that that occurs, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, that the doors of Jannah, the doors of paradise, are swung open. They're wide open. They're wide open. And the doors, غُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمَ, and the doors of Jahannam are completely closed. There's no point of entry. And then the Prophet says, وَسُلْسِلَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, and the shayateen are locked up. These are the gifts that Ramadan brings. And for a believer, there's nothing more that we could ever want. If you think about it, we spend our entire life trying to earn Jannah. And there's always this possibility at every step of our life that perhaps we're heading toward Jannah or we're heading toward Jahannam. The beauty of Ramadan is that the doors of Jannah are the ones that are wide open and the doors of Jahannam are the ones that are completely closed. So this is the perfect scenario. That the doors of Jannah are open, the doors of Jahannam are closed, so it's very difficult to be misled, and certainly misled toward Jahannam because of this. And then on top of that, as if that wasn't sufficient, as if that wasn't enough, the Prophet ﷺ says that the shayateen, that one enemy that the believer has, the one true enemy that the believer has, which is shaytan or shayateen, the, you know, all the henchmen, every single one of them is, or the shayateen, at least the major shayateen, are completely chained up. So not only is the door, the pathway to Jannah, wide open, not only are the doors to evil completely closed, but even that one enemy that would mislead us for 11 months of the year is also, he's also, him and his henchmen, they're also completely locked up and they aren't able to interfere with us. So when you sort of put this combination together, and what's amazing is that you would think that perhaps when Ramadan, because Ramadan is 30 days long, that maybe over the course of the first period of Ramadan, maybe the first 10 days of Ramadan, that the doors of Jannah would be open, and maybe over the next 10 days as it progressed, then maybe the doors of Jahannam would be closed, and then during the last 10 days, sort of, you know, to sort of, you know, motivate the believer to really strive, that on top of these two things, then also the shayateen would be chained. But the Prophet said, إِذَا دَخَلَ رَمَضَانَ, that as soon as Ramadan enters, which means that Ramadan, which is to enter upon us in the next 24 to 48 hours, it's a very special, the first few moments of Ramadan entering are very special. And this is what we have to take heed of. You know, if we start our Ramadan with the right attitude and with the right foot ahead, then inshallah the expectation is that, the hope is that we'll spend the rest of Ramadan the same way. You know, just like if we, you know, if you have a relative who's coming from a long distance, or you have a close friend of yours, and they told you well in advance that they're coming and they're going to be arriving at this particular time, and they come and they basically knock on your door because they've never come now, and it's been 4 or 5 years, you haven't seen them, and you don't open the door for them, or let's say you're not home, and you're actually at the store kind of running errands, and you come a half an hour later, and you say, oh, and you come and you see them waiting outside, you know, the person's going to think, you know, you knew I was coming. You knew exactly what time I was coming. Shouldn't you have expected me? I mean, I would at least expected you to be inside the home if you're not going to come outside and greet me. But at least I would have expected you to be at home ready to welcome me when I come into the house. And so imagine how offended a close friend of ours or an uncle of ours or an aunt, or an aunt of ours would be if we weren't home to receive them and if we haven't seen them after a long time. And in particular, if this is an aunt or an uncle or someone that really, you know, they bring a lot with them, happiness, joy, maybe physical gifts, etc., all of these things with them, imagine how they would feel. On the other hand, imagine how they would feel if we were waiting outside our door, you know, a half an hour before, waiting for them to come, and the moment they come, we run onto the street and you greet them. Or, you know, even if someone very important is coming, then we'll actually physically go to the airport and we'll try to pick them up from there. Or we'll, you know, depending on the situation, you might go to some other place and actually meet them before they even enter, you know, into your home. Maybe you'll go toward the end of your driveway. So, but that initial moment is very important, and this is the case with Ramadan as well. Because Ramadan, number one, it's been a long time, and we miss it. And number two, because it brings far more than anything anyone in this world can ever give us, or give to us, or gift us. Ramadan is going to gift us with Jannah, with the closure of Jahannam, and with warding off or completely shutting the opportunity for our number one enemy to actually attack us. And so as a result, those first few moments are essential. We should welcome Ramadan with open arms, and we should recognize that what's amazing is that the transition is just, you know, a matter of seconds, you can say, or a matter of moments. It's not a matter of days or weeks that it would take to build up. This is from the doors of, you know, Jannah potentially, you know, being partially open, and then the doors of Jahannam perhaps being at least partially open as well, but certainly not completely closed. And Shaytan being able to do whatever he'd like, you know, a free will, to within just a moment's time, the entire universe changes. You know, we don't realize it. You know, during the time when Ramadan enters, physically there's nothing that can be perceived. You look around and, you know, let's say the moon is sighted. Physically, you don't actually perceive a difference, right? Rather than that, we'd get more excited, for instance, if we're at a basketball game and it's 20,000 people that are screaming and you know, the game starts, and then the excitement starts, because physically you can perceive that. That the instant that, you know, the tip-off occurs, or, you know, you're at some concert or something, and and the moment that the performance begins, that initial, you know, those initial few moments, because physically you can perceive a change, or because there's physically there's noise, we appreciate it. We become excited about it. But the reality is that that's just the physical world. In the metaphysical world, what actually is occurring, the moment Ramadan begins, the universe itself is in a completely different realm. I mean, the entire metaphysical world is in a completely different realm. Shayateen are being chained up and locked up. You can't physically see it, but this is what's occurring metaphysically. You know, the doors of Jannah, which is, you know, far more vast than the entire universe, all the doors of Jannah are being thrown open. You know, more doors than exist in the entire world. You know, and all the doors of Jahannam are being completely shut. And, you know, all of this excitement, all of this is taking place, and it's happening at the moment Ramadan begins. It's a very special time. It's a very special time. So whether we physically perceive it or not, we should appreciate it. We should trust in the words of the Prophet ﷺ that this is actually occurring. And we should welcome with open arms, paying heed to those first few moments when Ramadan enters. If we approach Ramadan with this attitude, then it's possible that we'll actually take advantage of Ramadan for the remainder of the 29 or 30 days and that it's present. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to see Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all of our mistakes since the prior Ramadan. And may Allah ta'ala allow us to make this Ramadan the best Ramadan we've ever had. Wa akhra da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.